It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by drfloyd.com.
There comes a time in the history of every radio show where there must be a break in the action in order to build a little background. These episodes allow you, the listener, to get some of the backstory on the characters you have come to know and love. In other words, our overworked and underpaid writers couldn't think of any new storyline ideas, so we wound up with the episode you're hearing today. I wouldn't expect too much. We begin this episode in the ship of the evil mastermind, Dr. Steve. He is presently zooming through time and space with his sock-shaped assistant, Fidget, at the controls.
I don't know where we're going, Fidget. The writers haven't sent me the new script yet, but wherever it is, you know that when we get there, we're gonna wreak some havoc. We just have to make sure that pest Dr. Floyd is nowhere around.
Why do you hate Dr. Floyd?
Why do I hate Dr. Floyd? You mean I've never told you the story?
No.
Well, I remember it as if it were yesterday.
We flash back several decades to the dorms at the University of Saddle River. This is the room of the much younger and a little less evil Dr. Steve.
Steve, the planets have aligned. Your new roommate is here.
Why, thank you, R.A. Moonbeam.
In walked our lovable hero, Dr. Floyd, whose head back then was a little larger than it is today.
Well, hello there. I'm Dr. Floyd.
Hello, I'm Steve.
Well, I'm sure you two have plenty to talk about. Don't forget, we have a totally groovy vegetarian lasagna tonight in the dining hall.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Floyd. I'm getting a PhD in destructive science. How about you?
Science? That's fantastic. I'm getting a doctorate in science, too. I'm studying biology. It'll actually be my 27th doctorate. I plan to have doctorates in all the sciences. I already hold a PhD in physics, nuclear physics, geology, nuclear geology, quantum mechanics, non-quantum mechanics.
As Dr. Floyd continues to list his credits, Dr. Steve's eyes travel over to the large marble ashtray on the coffee table. That's the moment it all began. That was the fateful moment when Steve met Dr. Floyd.
That was the fateful moment when I met Dr. Floyd.
I just said that.
So did I. Anyway, we became good friends. One semester, we took our art electives together. I remember it as if it were yesterday.
Hey, Steve, why so blue?
Well, I got my portfolio of still life back. Professor Carr gave me a C+.
Oh, really? I got an A on mine. Professor Carr told me he was going to display my watercolor of Swiss cheese in the dean's office.
Dr. Steve's fist clenched tight around the paintbrush he was holding, the end of which had been sharpened to a point.
It continued like that for months, Fidget. One time, we were both members of the badminton team and were in the championship match for the national title. I remember it as if it were yesterday.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. It's tied up, and this is the final serve. Steve swings and misses. But wait, it looks like Dr. Floyd is using his racket to scratch his head. The birdie bounces off of it and just makes it over the net. We have new champions. Dr. Floyd has saved the day.
Dr. Steve gripped the end of his heavy wooden badminton racket like a mallet as he watched Dr. Floyd being carried off on the shoulders of the fans.
But then, Fidget, there was that night in April. Floyd and I had moved into a small one-bedroom apartment near the college. Floyd lived in the bedroom, and I had a bed in the corner of the living room. Floyd never cleaned, he never washed his dishes, but he was a good friend, and I put up with it. Until that night in April. I remember it...
However you get it.
Yes, as if it were yesterday.
It was early in the evening, and Steve was preparing dinner for himself and Dr. Floyd, who was not yet home. Steve was worn out from a long day of cleaning and setting out rat poison. Then the door opened.
Steve, I'm home. Sorry I'm late.
Oh, how was your day?
Oh, boy, it was busy. I sold another piece of cheese art to the dean.
Steve's hand tightened around the knife he was using to chop celery for dinner.
And then I had to swing by the coach's office to pick up the new trophy I won. I'm going to have to get a new shelf to hold them all.
Steve's toes curled tightly in the heavy steel-toed boots he was wearing.
Well, at least you have tonight to relax. We can work up a good game of D&D.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't. I have a date with Sarah Jo tonight.
Through a sudden welling up of tears, Dr. Steve's eyes focused on the box of rat poison sitting on the windowsill in front of him.
By the way, did you get those dirty dishes out of my room before you started the washer?
Steve flew out of the kitchen and into the living room.
That's it, Floyd. I'm tired of all this. All your do-goody goodness. I can't take it anymore. You come home late every night. Your art, your grades, your badminton, your antique pearl-handled revolver that you keep in that desk drawer. It's all about you.
I'm very busy, Steve. I cannot help it if I come home late.
Well, maybe you'd be able to get home quicker if your fat head fit through the doorway.
How dare you mention my head? You know I'm very self-conscious about the size of my head. That's the one thing you should never ever mention. My head.
Dr. Floyd, his face red with rage, reached over to the desk drawer and slowly opened it. The very desk drawer that contained pens, paper, and Dr. Floyd's antique pearl-handled revolver.
Now, Floyd, don't do anything you might regret.
I regret nothing, Steve, except having you as a badminton partner.
Steve's face turned as red as Dr. Floyd's. He removed his apron and began slowly wrapping it around his hands as he started stepping towards Dr. Floyd. Will Dr. Steve give in to his dark side and strangle Dr. Floyd? Is the apron he's holding long enough to wrap around Dr. Floyd's large neck? Meanwhile, Dr. Floyd's hand trembled as he reached into the drawer. Will Dr. Floyd pull out his gun and accidentally shoot Dr. Steve while cleaning it, which will ultimately result in Dr. Floyd and Dr. Steve becoming mortal enemies? Find out after a brief message from our sponsors.
Uh-oh, Mom, I broke another tooth.
Doggone those crunchy cereals. These dental bills will cost me all my drinking money.
Don't worry, Mommy. Next time, buy me Super Soggy Sugar Flakes.
Super Soggy Sugar Flakes, just like the one your grandma makes. They won't break your teeth, you little brat.
It's slippery, like phlegm.
So there we were, Fidget. Floyd and I stared at each other for an eternity. Well, it was only like about 3 seconds or so. But then, before I could stop him, Floyd pulled something out of the drawer and said,
"That's it, Steve. Take this. It's a piece of paper and a pen. In the future, if you have any problems with me, just write them down and I'll deal with them later. I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm late for my date."
And ever since that one night in April, Fidget, we have been mortal enemies.
What?
What do you mean, what? How dare Dr. Floyd ask me to use a pen?
A pen? You heard about a pen?
Yes, a pen. My mother always told me to use a pencil. That way, if I make a mistake, I can erase it. I never use pen. And how dare Floyd ask me to? Yes, but Fidget, I think you fail to see. But pens can leak all over the place. Well, I don't think you should talk like that about my mother. Besides, we never even had a goat.
I told you not to expect too much from this episode, didn't I? Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. Tune in next week for the next exciting episode, or maybe the next slightly entertaining episode of The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.